USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Days after being sentenced to 3 years in prison for tax and bank fraud, lying to Congress, and campaign finance violations, the president's former lawyer, Michael Cohen, breaks his silence.
I gave loyalty to someone who truthfully does not deserve loyalty.
He was trying to hide what you were doing, correct?
Correct.
And he knew it was wrong?
Of course.
Speaking there to George Stephanopoulos on ABC's Good Morning America, now White House spokesman Hogan Gidley says nobody should trust a word Cohen says.
He's a self-admitted liar. You guys all know that. And for him to say, I'm going to stop lying now, is somewhat silly.
Students have been sent home for the day at Sandy Hook Elementary School in Newtown, Connecticut, after a threat was received on this anniversary of the 2012 shooting massacre there. And this is USA Radio News.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America. According to the Fall 2018 Bank of America Small Business Owner Report, 4 out of 5 entrepreneurs are confident their year-end revenue will exceed that of 2017. And looking ahead to 2019, 67% plan to expand their business. To support that growth, 27% of business owners plan to hire in the next 12 months, an 11% increase from this time last year. One new challenge amid the positive outlook is the competition for talent during a period of record low unemployment, which has made finding qualified workers a more difficult prospect. Sharon Miller, head of small business, Bank of America.
Small business owners are increasingly confident in the economy and are planning to expand their businesses over the next 12 months. At the same time, a historically tight job market has entrepreneurs adopting new talent acquisition strategies, as 58% reported difficulty finding qualified candidates.
For more, visit newsroom.bankofamerica.com.
Multiple investigations looking into some bomb threats, which were received yesterday by organizations and businesses across the nation. Here's USA Radio's Robin Walensky.
This triggers evacuations and sweeps of several buildings. Threats in New York, Washington, D.C., San Francisco, Seattle. Email threats also being received at locations in Vancouver, Ottawa, and Toronto, Canada.
China temporarily cutting its 25% tariff on American-made vehicles and auto parts. The Chinese Finance Ministry announcing a few hours ago it's suspending the tariffs for at least 90 days beginning the 1st of January, also saying it hopes the U.S. and China can speed up negotiations to remove all tariffs on each other's products. Singer and actress Nancy Wilson has passed away. She was 81.
Christmas time is here. Happiness and cheer.
This is USA Radio News.
Look, you've heard me talking for a year about how much I love MyPillow. You can get one, too. And now it's a better deal than ever. You go to MyPillow.com, click on the Buy One, Get One Free special, use promo code USA. You'll get one free pillow when you buy one at regular price plus shipping. And don't forget, now you have until March 1st to return it if you're not absolutely in love with it. Go to MyPillow.com, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. But do it now.
An outgoing U.S. Senate Democrat giving her farewell speech on the Senate floor yesterday, and Claire McCaskill said the chamber is broken and should do some self-examination.
The United States Senate is no longer the world's greatest deliberative body, and everybody needs to quit saying it until we recover from this period of polarization and the fear of the political consequences of tough votes.
A frequent Republican critic of President Trump also saying goodbye to the Senate and Washington yesterday. That story from USA Radio's Tim Berg.
In his final speech on the Senate floor, Arizona Republican Jeff Flake warned that the threats to America's democracy are real.
This is not a normal time, and that the threats to our democracy from within and without are real. And none of us can say with confidence how the situation that we now find ourselves in will turn out.
Flake says, though, he will always cherish his time in the Senate.
I leave here grateful and optimistic. I will always treasure the friendships that began here and the kindnesses shown to me and my family by all of you, my colleagues.
And we're getting word that consumer spending was picking up steam last month. The Commerce Department saying that retail sales surged 0.2%, double the rate economists were expecting, and the increase in core retail sales and upward revisions to figures for October raise expectations for a December rate hike by the Federal Reserve. And for USA Radio.